it off for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday.
It is Monday, and I wish this could be the happiest day of the week. And it can if you cut through all of the BS. It can be. Because when you're educated and you know what's going on, you can actually sit back and relax and just watch everything play out. It's the Monica J Show. Welcome to reality. 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. We have it blocked right now, but we'll be back opening it in a few minutes. I'd just like to have a moment to speak with you. 884-9910, but always Monica at 991fmtalk.com, any time of day. And boy, a lot of people are taking advantage of that. I went through over 700 emails in the last 2.5 days. That's probably max for me. That's probably the most I've ever hit. And that's not the spam. 991fmtalk.com. Our poll question today. Oh, so important. Because I want to know where your mindset is. Today's poll question, is violence necessary to suppress violence of Antifa and BLM? Is violence necessary? We have seen stand down orders in cities across the United States. And we wonder, why aren't the cops doing anything? That's strange. But I want to take you back. Let's not start there. This weekend, I want to take you back actually to November, December of this year. Not this year, last year. Duh. There was a failed attempt at impeaching our president.
But he'll be impeached forever.
Yeah, whatever. A failed Russian hoax. A failed sexual scandal. And a number of other failures from the Democrats. Against a man who was outside of politics, who was elected by the American people, a vast majority of the American people. Yet they don't accept that. They didn't accept even the possibility before he was elected. So what do you do? You do everything in your power to discredit, to make him look like a racist, even though black communities and black groups support him, come to his defense, come to his aid. Yet that's still not working. So then a virus is released upon the world. a virus that we were told was going to happen. Even by the likes of Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, the World Health Organization. But nobody listens. Except Trump. He knew it was coming. That's why he jumped on board. Not right away. Wanted to see how it played out a little bit. And shut down travel. Once again, called a racist. So everything is changing, becoming this new normal. Because we want to see who's going to follow and who's not. The CDC has come out and said they were wrong. They were wrong about masks. They were wrong about the numbers that led to the shutdown. And yet we're still shut down. But not all of us. Only those of us in Democrat-led states, in Democrat-led cities. Monica, we're open. No. We're not fully open. We're not open to live our lives and open our businesses the way they were. We should have no new normal. We should have no new restrictions or guidelines because the whole thing was a farce. Not working. People are waking up to it. What do we do? Let's instill even more fear in people. So before this, we make laws, rules, ordinances, whatever you want to call them, regulations. Law enforcement's busy. So we're not going to have them go out on calls that are just meaningless robberies. So people just start walking into stores and clearing shelves. What are the owners and staff supposed to do? Nobody's going to come and help them. No one's going to prosecute these people for stealing makeup or tools or whatnot. It's a test. We're going to see how far people are going to push back against something this moronic. In a country that one of the number one conditions is your safety, your security. To pursue life, liberty, happiness. So we see how far we can go. Well, we need to go a step further. We need to start just releasing criminals. Just releasing them from jail. But now we have to give them something to do. Now that we have people back out on the streets who don't care about law and order, who don't care about causing problems, what do they say? It's all about the Benjamins. So let's put something on camera. We've got the gasoline all around the country. We have tension. We have fear. We have anger. We have a powder keg. We just need a match. We need a spark. Let's film a black man being killed by a white cop. Why is that the spark, the trigger? Because it's a sensitive issue. And it's an issue that those who want all of this to happen knows will work. Because they can get paid organizations, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and others to do their dirty work. Paid, organized thugs bust in, driven in, let them come in on their own accord. Antifa finally designated as a domestic terrorist group. Should have been done a long time ago. But they needed that one last spark. This was BLM and Antifa together. How does that work? Well, you go out and you organize that peaceful protest. And you fill it with Antifa members. Everybody's got a mask on now. So much for groups gathering together so closely. But wait. You can't stop them. You can't restrict them. Because they are protesting the death of a black man at the hands of a white cop. You can go in and break up rallies because people are speaking their truths about wanting their businesses open. You can go and arrest a mom at the park with her child playing. But you can't disrupt anything like this. Want you to ponder on that for just a moment, and we'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
Jay Show indeed, and I love how when people first started listening, they thought, oh, this is going to be a fun ride. She's a nice person and, you know, involved in the community. Yeah. Welcome to reality. So let's go back to the thoughts of the last segment. Our first segment of this first day of the week. Did you give that a good thought, what I was saying? Because pandemic, fear, unrest, uncontrolled violence, where does it lead to? It leads to suppressing all of your rights and martial law. Why didn't that much happen in Sparks? Why didn't that much happen in Carson City? Or around the rest of Nevada, except for Las Vegas and Reno? Known names? Known Democrat-controlled areas. Shutdown of law enforcement? Just stand there, ladies and gentlemen. If a brick or a rock gets thrown at you, duck. Oh, the horror! The city of Reno being broken into, the city hall. Take a good long look at those pictures, people. Women who are probably not from this area in slippers and flip-flops. Had we not been on curfew, on shutdown, I believe a few of my friends and I could have gone down and stopped it personally. But no, stay out of the area. Let law enforcement do their job. Law enforcement can't do their job when they have a mayor who ties their hands. No Democrat-controlled city with law enforcement that wants to protect people and property can do their jobs when they are told to stand down. We got the wannabe players. All the big cities, Minneapolis, Atlanta, Dallas, Las Vegas to some part, LA. They had the professional rioters. We had the wannabes that drove in and worked with the group here. And they are getting more and more and more set into communities like Reno. Well, you think it's a nice little burg, safe, no problem. There's an underlying factor here that people just don't want to talk about. They promote drugs, homelessness. How do they promote it? They protect it. They make people feel guilty for wanting to enforce laws. They want to help people be frustrated. There didn't have to be any violence. People knew this was going to happen. Did the National Guard ever eventually show up? Because I never saw them. Why weren't they there when even the city, even residents knew that this was going to go on after a so-called non-violent protest? Because BLM and Antifa work hand in hand. They are paid by the same people. They are controlled by the same people. The guard activated the governor activated the National Guard. But after 2 hours of Governor Sisolak ordering it, where were they? As officers get pelted with rocks, deputies, this could have easily been shut down. But the word from the mayor's office, emotional BS. People are upset. We're all upset. People are emotional. They have their rights to protest. You know what? You don't have the right to pick up a rock and throw it at an officer trying to maim or hurt them. You don't have the right to start busting windows, to to start spray painting things. I have the right to protect my business and my family. Hillary Sheevy, at her press conference yesterday, did nothing but turn it into an emotional event with no substance and no solutions. And that is exactly the kind of mayor that Democrats want in place. Because I've told you before, if you think that this is it, then you better buckle up, because this is just the beginning of the ride. There's so much more to come. And if you are not prepared for it, mentally, if you are not understanding what's going on, then that's fine, because there is a very large group in town and across northern Nevada who is prepared and ready. Because it's going to get a lot uglier than this, because Democrats want it that way. Chaos brings forth their control. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
I love my president. Just minutes ago saying that governors facing unrest, they're weak and fools. He urges stronger police tactics. Like I said in the last segment, this could have all have been prevented if people were in place. When you have staged protest and actors, the word is always out there. But blame stream media, even locally, is not going to bring you that. That's why I say you do need social media. Because the pictures are rolling in from everywhere. No construction going on, but pallets of bricks placed all around communities. Pallets of wood. Imagine that. Projectiles for people to throw. You know, it was pretty windy the other night. Had even just a couple of fire hydrants been opened up, a little bit of water. Hey, water melted the Wicked Witch. It could have done a lot for those protesters out there. Hose them down, they start freezing. People don't like to be out in that kind of condition when they're uncomfortable. But when they have a free ability to wear face masks because of a pandemic, when people don't know who they are, like I said, it could easily have been shut down. But I received some words from a pretty dang intelligent man. Dennis, you know I love you. And I want to share these words with you. Hopefully, they'll resonate with you. Because we need to do a lot better than what the mayor and the governor are giving us. Some underlying thoughts. We survived Obama. We'll survive Trump. The real issue isn't left or right, whether it's Trump or Biden in office. It's more seminal. Do we want one world socialistic oligarchy? Or do we want to preserve the sovereignty of nations with borders, language, and culture? This started in 1913. Before that, with the Freemasons, with the federal income tax and Woodrow Wilson's progressive designs. League of Nations failed. United Nations failed and failing. Who? Politically influenced by China, unions, mafia. We have more problems as humans than can be solved without love and faith. I liked Teddy R. saying, speak softly, but carry a big stick. More to the base point is the psychological question of whether one believes that mankind is either all good or all bad. Or tabula rasa. I believe man has the capacity for all three. I lean towards John Locke, in that man is basically good, but self-interested and needs rules and guidelines. Ten Commandments, Constitution, traffic lights, to keep us from survival of the fittest. Our animal instincts of the jungle laws of nature. The consistent failures of communism and socialism always occur because the Kool-Aid promises of utopia get squashed by the oligarchical strongmen who perceives it as an opportunity of the strong to take advantage of the weak. Here's the stymieing situation we find ourselves in at this postmodern world juncture in history. In the 1800s, most people were farmers. Okay. So capitalism worked best. If you or I were a better or even much better farmer than the other, we could produce 2-3 times more potatoes, corn, whatever. We're rewarded accordingly. Great. That was good. Fair. Fair and neutral because an ox should not be muzzled. And it's treading out the corn. And man should be able to enjoy the fruits of his labor. However, nowadays, with the Industrial Revolution morphing into a worldwide web of instant access to global markets, if you have special talents like LeBron James, Steve Jobs, or Warren Buffett, you can fairly be rewarded 1,000 times greater than the farmers' disparities. Then, of course, the mathematical algorithms come into play. Summarized as the rich get richer. But that doesn't mean that a rich man got rich by taking it from someone else, which is the socialists, like Bernie's, main battle cry. Now, though, we have more and more people being left behind. This causes displacements in markets and living conditions a la the French Revolution. The biggest problem then raises its ugly head of people wanting the government to do something and more calling for the government to be all things to all people, creating the nanny state of people changing the concept of all men being created equal to all men should wind up equal. And self-reliance goes out the window, unlike the example of the farmers. The lesser farmer resolved to do better, having been shown what's possible. As you know, the Old Testament Jews had a jubilee every 50 years that pushed the clear button and canceled all long-term debts to maintain a balance of stability in a much smaller and homogeneous culture. I don't see that happening in today's world, due mainly to the scale and cultural diversification. And it will lead to riots. Vilifying the rich and socialism gaining popularity as the devil, one-worlders, seem to be winning as people rely on their perpetually confused selves rather than filling the basic moral edits of a civil society laid out in most of the faiths of the world. Not just Judeo-Christian ethics and the Protestant work ethic. But what do I know? Trump's slogan of making America great again is a direct threat to the progressive oligarchical plan. America is in their way. And as much of a verbal bumbler as he is, and as much of a narcissist as he is savvy about the bigger issues in play here. He makes strong moves against them, and that's really why they hate him. He's not for the sovereignty. He is for the sovereignty of nations, not this long-term plan of a new world order, which is doomed to failure in the end anyway. Because freedom is like the blade of grass that breaks through concrete to get to the light. Dennis, I couldn't have said it better. So do you think this is all just because one corrupt person, I'm not even going to use the profession, because it's not the profession. It was one man killing another man to light a match, to spark a flame. Because when you look at the reality in life, cops kill more white people than they do black. More black people kill black people than whites. Burning down their own communities. Kind of makes you think someone wants a race war or a civil war, civil unrest, so they can swoop in and save the day. The only thing that I have to say to them is we can protect ourselves. Thanks, but no thanks. We'll be back after this quick break with the phone lines open and your calls and reactions to what happened over the weekend on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's your show. So let's get to talking at 884-9910. It's the talk and text line. Let's go to Neil real quick, wants to talk about election nominees. Hey, Neil, what's up?
If a lot of people who are Republicans or even third parties and they don't want, or people who fed up with the Democratic Party and don't want Joe Biden, why don't they go to vote for Trump or even the nominee for the Libertarian, Joanne?
And that's what they're doing, Neil.
Stop voting for Democrats.
You need to get Trump in there the third party candidate is not going to make it. If you don't vote for Trump, then Biden probably will win. It's just as plain as that. Let's go to Mark in Carson City, wants to talk about race or civil war. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hi, Monica J. I really need to vent over what's been going on. This is absolutely ridiculous. The two things that you hit on at the end of your last segment is exactly what needs to happen in this country. We need a race war and we need a civil war. We need them both, not just one. We need both of them. I'm sick and tired of all of this bullshit race.
Mark, it's not a race war, because if you look at the people who were actually arrested, they were all white. The videos are coming forward of white people directing black people what to do, what to break, what to set on fire, what to smash. How does a race war fix any of that? It doesn't. We are being played. We are being played. We're being played by Democrats. We're being played by globalists who want to control everything, because they figure if they can get the religions fighting, if they can get the races fighting, then guess what? We're just going to come in and control it all. Mark, you're wrong. We don't need a race war and we don't need a civil war. It's what they are trying to create, and I'm not going to follow along. Let's go back to Sparks and check in with Kitchy, who wants to talk about the protest. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for your opening. It was so awesome. I was laughing and clapping and jumping up and down. I wanted to talk about, do police look through crimes that have been committed during this time for anything that might pop out? Because a while back, some guy walked into Sportsman's Warehouse and he had a hat on and his sunglasses and a mask. And he was looking at a lot of expensive knives. And the clerk turned around. He took the knives, walked out of the store. They've got him on video, and nobody can identify him.
No, they don't. And they've told us this beforehand, because unless it is of a certain value, they're not going to go after these people. So unless it was a gold-plated, really, you know, expensive $1,000 knife, they're not going to even concern themselves with it.
They claim the loss was $1,000.
Oh, was it? Well, then, you know, maybe they are looking into it. But that's the point, is, you know, they're trying to set themselves up for something different. And I don't believe it's law enforcement. It's not the officers. Everything comes from the top down. And, you know, Kitchy, watching these protests, they could have gone in and broken it up right from the beginning, but they didn't.
They should have had heads up just from the warehouse guy. Everybody's wearing masks. Why aren't we allowed to wear masks in public? Oh, that's right, because you can't be identified.
Exactly.
So at a time of everybody wearing a mask, well, I guess, you know, the stores are open for looting if it's under $1,000.
Yep, and windows are made for smashing and wood's made for burning. You know, I'm sorry, but if I were ever going to go rioting, I wouldn't be wearing flip-flops and slippers. But you did see some of those rioters in combat gear. That makes me question who's leading the rioters. I was a part of a rally. I've been a part of a number of rallies that the media made us look like the bad guys, because we want justice for the entire state, and we want a governor recalled who just has his head so far up as you know what that he can't run a state. And his little minions like Hillary Sheevy calling the shots and tying law enforcement's hands. It's by divine design, people. Reno had to have their temper tantrum. Reno had to have, you know, a fire somewhere. Somebody could have threw a bottle of water on that fire when they were trying to get it started because the wind wasn't helping. But no. We had to have our videos. We had to have our pictures to show that it happens right here in Reno. So we need federal help, too. We'll be back after this with more of your comments on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.